Do you have ordinary tea? Did you have ordinary tea?
Lipton,
yeah. Huh?
Lipton.
What did you get Lipton from?
That's
a
Lipton, right?
That's the one you have PG. At least I slept. But I knew I was going to because I didn't sleep the night before or much in the day.
What did you say?
I said I knew I was going to sleep. I knew I would sleep at some point last night because I didn't catch up with my sleep of the day. I slept for a little while in the afternoon, but apart from that, I didn't. I could still sleep more, though. The gods must have been crazy. I wonder what year this was made. Can you have a look? It sounds like the 50s or 60s. Nice cup of tea, thank you. Oh, Sunday morning. Happy Easter, Divi. What, do these people really exist? What's that thing that goes, ooh, is that a bird? Oh, the bottle when it goes up. What, I'm going to look it up. I'm sure if these people did exist, they must have become like us now. I don't want to say they're civilised, because I don't think we are very civilised. I'll put that in quotes. But that's what they call it on here. But I think they're the civilised ones, don't you see what I mean?
Who
said that? You?
Neil.
Yeah, they are. They're the ones that are civilised. They may not have all the things that we have, but they're in there with the way they live. They're the civilised ones because they don't have any crime and...
That night, Aida smelled the blood on the thing and dug it up.
Hold up, middle of the story. We'll just hide out and bring it out, right?
Yeah, I know. Hyenas do things like that. That's got such a horrible noise.
And I said, they wear nothing. They just wear little things to cover their
private parts.
That's it. Just very small things. You can see their assets.
Probably leaves, like leaves or something. Or bits of animal skin. Is this a cartoon?
No, it's real people.
Are they acting?
I don't get how they got these people from, honestly.
Well, I think you better look it up.
Acting. They look very for real.
I think we better look it up. You see, as soon as we get into the equation, This thing that they start to argue.
They didn't talk about this thing that had come into their lives. They did not have a name for it. They called it the evil thing.
It's a bottle. Where did it come from?
Jago said, perhaps the gods were absent-minded when they put the evil thing on the earth. They've always sent us only good things, like the rain and the tree.
Where did it come from? How can you throw it out of a plate?
You asked me that, but I told you it's a small plate.
Sorry. That's not very high up.
He said, the thing does not belong on the earth. Tomorrow I will take it to the end of the earth and throw it off. Kubu said, I think the end of the earth must be very far. I think you will have to walk for 20 days. Perhaps 40. He said,
I like that music too. Walking.
Facebook notification. Okay. Facebook. Today's Doris Olly and Eugene's birthday.
Oh no, I remember this bit. We saw this bit before, didn't we?
Tree, and came to get the water.
53 minutes.
I came to get the bottle behind him. And it's run off the tree. Run off the tree with the bottle now.
53 minutes. Pause recording.
Oh, he doesn't know what the gun is.
Pause recording. Pause recording.
Of course.
He saw a very strange looking person and he greeted him. The man didn't hear him. He said, this is a funny stick. Did it grow on a tree?
The man stopped singing and put his two hands up like he's gonna shoot him. And he
doesn't know what a gun is.
He's pointing the gun at him, the funny stick at him. He's thinking he wants to shoot him.
This is a funny stick, did it grow on a tree?
The man's run away. He as well has run away too. He's dropped the gun and run away. And he stopped running and thinking, why is this man running away? Because the man's running, he's running. He's stopping looking back, you can't see why he's running away.
Understand why the man had run away. Then he realized the man must have seen the evil thing he was carrying, and that's what made him run.
A bottle. Is this that car again?
Oh yeah, he's driven into a pool of water. The water has risen past the level it was when he passed the first
time.
The car stopped.
No, we gave the new rings and they're very tight.
How far are we from the mission?
About 30 miles.
Will we get there before dark?
I don't know. This thing has stopped.
I noticed. Are you sure you can't start her again?
Yes, this morning we took a horse. Three men.
Took a horse and three men.
That's a walk.
Spend the night.
I'm afraid so.
You sure this thing stopped?
Yes, didn't you notice?
Is it in the river?
Yeah. It's pulled out the door for her to come out.
I can carry you across, then you don't have to.
Okay.
So you won't carry her across. I think he ends up dropping out of the water.
He's an idiot, isn't he?
He's going to shut up around women, right? Just carry her across, anyway. Oh, she fell back and pushed her back accidentally.
Sorry.
Oh.
My shoes!
Searching for her shoes in the water. He touched her ass in the water. It's not deliberately. It's just awkward around women, see what I'm saying? I'll get back myself. Because no, he's going to mess it up.
She wishes still working on the newspaper.
Yeah.
Leave that one, I don't need
of her clothes now. Which is wet. He's taking off his as well, but in different places. Is that a rhino? That's an animal running towards.
I can't.
Oh, I've seen it.
It sounds like a warthog. Is it
big? Yeah, I think it's a warthog, yeah.
Because they sound like pigs.
Now, he's running, and they're running to her, and she's thinking he wants to rip her or something. Mm. What are you doing? Leave me alone. Don't you dare.
She's... It's all right.
It's all right, she's gone.
Keep away. You keep away from me.
It's all right, she's gone.
No, I won't. There was this warthog.
What warthog?
She's gone now.
Keep away.
She didn't see the warthog, so she didn't believe you. She got a stick saying go away.
Is this the bushman?
Yeah.
The rhino is the self-appointed fire.
Oh, there is a rhino now.
Yeah, he was sitting down around the fire fixing his dinner. The rhino came out to come stamp. I don't know, they don't like fires in the night. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Self-appointed
fire prevention officer.
When he sees a fire, he rushes in and stamps it out.
I wonder if that's true.
I think it must be true. The only one is for us to be destroyed.
Do you work
here in Botswana?
Yes, I...
What did she say?
Do you work here in Botswana?
Yeah.
What is it? The rhino.
The rhino's coming because they're sitting around the fire. The rhino's running towards them. He jumped towards her and said, get away, all that, all that. But she didn't see the rhino. She gonna think the same thing again. See what I'm saying? Mm. He's run up a tree. The rhino's stomping out the fire.
Where's she?
She's run up a tree as well. Now, she's on the tree. She's looking for what made him run like that. He's come down to come stamp out the rest of the fire so the rhino doesn't come back. She will see him stamping out the fire and think he's the one who made up the whole thing. Mm. On the tree.
Miss Thompson?
Can you hear the hyenas?
Miss Thompson? Oh, it's all right, he's gone.
Who's gone?
The rhinoceros.
What bloody rhinoceros?
Did you see him? He stamped out the fire.
You stamped out the fire? I saw you.
No, you did it first. I didn't want him to come back, so... But didn't you see
him? Keep away!
She didn't see it, yeah, man.
If you make a fire, and the rhinoceros sees it, he comes and stamps it out. Rhinos do that. It's a most interesting phenomenon.
You get these sudden urges, and then you come up with warthogs and rhinoceroses.
All right, I'll show you. I'll make another fire.
No one in their right mind would encourage a rhino back.
She doesn't believe him, because he didn't
see
him.
No, I know, but... I'd rather live with her not believing me than get another rhino to come back, or the same one.
He's made a fire now, and maybe that's when he will come back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how things happen.
They're very unpredictable creatures.
Maybe it's too far away.
He's not coming now.
Maybe it's upwind.
She's coming down the tree. She's sitting down very far from him. Oh, there's some funny people. I can't remember how the movie is. A long time watching the movie. Now, I think it's like a clan. Imela, I don't know what it's about. Now she's walking towards him, but she doesn't know who they are.
Are they black?
Yeah.
They probably have some kind of tribe or something.
She's walked over to him now. They're following her. He's seen them now.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows how to speak to them.
How can they tell her? She don't understand the language. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
he said they'll tell her, but by the rhinoceros, but she don't understand what they're saying. That's the thing. You know what they did now? They're moving their head from side to side. When they move their head from side to side,
do you think they're saying no?
They're saying no, but in their language, when they move their head from side to side, it's yes to them. And when they nod it up and down, that's no. Now she's thinking they're saying no. He said, I noticed, but he's being sarcastic there. See what I'm saying?
Mm.
See? I noticed. But
they taunt us. They always shake their heads when they say yes.
Doesn't believe him.
He's not having much luck, is he?
No. It's Gazelle, and that's Giraffe. He's still looking for the end of the world, walking. They're back to staying on the lady now. So he stepped on something like a sharp object, so he's got his leg in his hands now. But I think he's hurt himself. And the lady woke up to see him jumping around holding his leg.
Who, the white man?
Yeah. She was asleep before. She woke up seeing him holding his leg.
Making coffee.
Oh, she's making coffee as well, too. There's a road block, which is a stop sign. I think Sabuga is going to come through here. Yeah. He just ran through the stop. And the policeman there is wondering what's happening on the stop. He's going to get the phone.
Yes, yes, some people went through here. They didn't show me their passports and they smashed down the barrier and they've got guns. This is Frank speaking, sir.
Frank, were they traveling in 2G?
Yes, sir.
They are being followed by some armored cars. Can you see them?
Excuse me, sir.
Can you see the car following them?
Yes, sir, I can see one.
Stop them right there.
Yes, sir.
Stop! They asked him to stop the armored car. That's the police people following them. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, boy. He ran into the road to go say, stop, 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 stop. Now, the armored tank's trying to avoid him, and he ran... And, you know, swept into his house, his small house where the phone is. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ammo tank is a big, powerful vehicle.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Smashed the whole the sentry post. He ran to the road and said, stop, stop, stop. So the driver turned the steering
wheel. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, ran into his little sentry post.
Frank? Frank, what was that noise? Frank?
He's going to get the phone. Oh, I see what's happening. They're telling me not to let the police people chase them into Sambuga because it's like a border bridge.
Yes, sir.
Now, the commander got out of the armor tank to go talk on the phone.
Lieutenant Babasha, request permission to cross your border in hot pursuit of Samboha.
Sorry, Lieutenant. We cannot allow an armed force to come into Botswana.
But that must be on the border of Botswana.
Yeah.
Don't...
I think it is.
First of all, the roadblock is the border. It's like a checkpoint.
Sorry, we cannot allow an armed force to come into Botswana.
But I've got to get Samboka. He shot up half our cabinet.
Yes, our police will track him down and hand him over to you, dead or alive.
Well, they won't really, will they?
Yeah, I think I can't buy the cotton, but I think eventually, I think the bushman helped in catching Sambuga. Everybody's life got crossed one way or the other.
I know. I realise that's the way it's going. They're all going to meet up at some point.
Okay,
is that the tribes again?
The tribes and the lady I think they are all drinking coffee that's staying made. And they're speaking for it. They are living at the same time, something like that. The bad coffee, right?
She must think what on earth she's come to.
He's going to walk on the car now.
He's going to take the mechanic with him, shouldn't he?
He's going to let him fully drive the car, but he's a mechanic.
Exactly. But then it wouldn't be the film if it wasn't, if things didn't go wrong, would it? There would be nothing to talk about.
He's got a chain tied to the car, and once around it on a tree, then you have to pull it, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's secured it now on one of the branches. So he's going to start the machine, so he'll start pulling it out of the water. So yes, it's starting to roll a bit. And he's left it, but it rolls very slowly. To put out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He left it to go do other things. She's taking her clothes off now. I think she's trying to change or something. She's got only brown pants on now. Now she's, you know, I don't know what they call this, you know, is it rose thorn? Those things that they like sharp, they stick to your skin in the bush.
What are they?
I don't know what they call them, but they stick to your skin. They're like a leaf, like.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know them. I know them in Nigeria. They stick to your skin like that. They stick to you. If you, and the more you're trying to get out of them, if you don't, you're not careful, you're going to roll into more of it. Like is it, plant defensive mechanisms, you know what I'm saying?
What is it, like a long thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a torn bush.
Okay.
She's got stuck in there. She's trying to get out. She's getting more and more entangled in there. And he's making a fire. She's calling out to him now. Don't look. How does he help you? Doesn't look.
Stupid woman. You must.
I didn't talk about the plant here.
Wisconsin? Could you help me, please?
Oh, God.
That's a weight of a tree. You mustn't go near.
Weight of a tree.
A weight of a tree, they grab you.
Could you hand me my gown, please? It's in the suitcase.
He's going there with his back now.
The pink one with the white edging.
As if it matters in the bush.
I'll give it to her with his back.
Oh, thank you.
And the car, meanwhile, it's rolling out of the water. He's supposed to be there watching it.
Yeah, and it's.
So I'm gonna roll up the tree now. But the tree is worth pulling it up, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's out of the water and it's on land, it's still rolling. So it's busy helping the lady now. It's going up now. The front tires are going up now. It's trying to get
out. You wouldn't really be able to go on a tree like that, would it?
Yes, you would. Now it's trying to get out of it now. Oh, the car's going up now.
That's going to be a disaster.
Pause recording. Like, we don't need this anymore.
You can't pause, you can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah. Next time, I'll be able to understand what she's saying. What he's saying.
She was doing strange and magical things, and it struck him that she must be one of the gods. And he wondered what she was doing down here on Earth. But he was glad he'd met her, because now he could give the evil thing back to her and go home to his family. So he said tactfully that he didn't need to sing anymore and she could have it back. But she was very rude and she walked away.
She's walking away. He's going after her.
That's a bushman.
They've walked towards where Sten is. Yeah, Sten said that's a bushman. I think he knows that.
I don't know. He's very rude.
There was another god. He had a fire inside him and the smoke came out through his mouth and nostrils.
He's smoking.
No.
He said politely, it was very kind of you to send us this thing, but it made my family unhappy. Please take it back. Sorry, no, sir.
Where's the truck?
Shooting on the tree, up a tree.
Up a tree.
The bushman's wondering what up with these two people. Take your tea, I don't want it back.
I'll try and get it out. There was a peculiar sound, and then he saw a most amazing animal approaching. Its legs went round and round instead of up and down, and there was a weird-looking guard on its back.
What's
he
that?
Wore a blue skin on his head and a red one on his body.
Blue skin, that's close. On his head.
Who is he seeing now then?
Impudi, I think it's Impudi coming, driving a small vehicle.
And hair grew on his face.
What the hell happened? Where have you been? The Reverend is doing his
man. Is that the black man?
Yeah, that was a mechanic.
The mechanic.
Yeah. So where have you been? The Reverend's waiting for you and all that.
These guards was that they couldn't speak. They could only make chattering sounds like
money. So they can't speak. They can only make chattering sounds. He's the one.
Yeah, he's the one that can't. Mind you, he does speak in his own way.
Yeah.
There was a peculiar sound, and then he saw a most amazing animal approaching. Its legs went round and round instead of up and down.
So he's got another car.
There's a small car.
He wore a blue skin on his head and a red one on his body, and hair grew on his face.
What the hell happened? Where have you been? The Reverend is doing his nut.
The funny thing about these guards was that they couldn't speak. They could only make chattering sounds like monkeys.
Hi.
But what happened, man? Where's the Antichrist?
The Antichrist is the car, the evil car. That's what they call it, the Antichrist.
What the hell did you do that for? Huh?
I'll tell you later. Let's get it down.
And the little bushman, what's he doing in these parts?
I don't know, he was trying to tell me something. You speak bushman?
Yeah.
The hairy one can speak.
He says, thank you for the bottle, but you can have it back now.
I didn't give it to him.
Well, he don't want the bottle.
Then he'd better throw it away.
Why shall we?
The hairy one said, we don't want the thing. You have to throw it away yourself. He was very disappointed. He thought it was unfair of the gods to make him throw the thing off the earth. In fact, he began to doubt whether they really were gods.
He's walking away by himself to go find it and throw it away. So I'm over there and he's in the area, they're running away now. One of the cars is put on fire.
Get in there.
They got out of that car and got into the other one. That's overcrowded now, you see what I'm saying? Those two cars. If I abandoned one and got on the other one. They're still running. Alright now, they've gotten the car up down the tree and they're using the smaller car to pull the bigger one.
Oh yeah.
In a vast and expensive land. The desert now. Oh, I remember this man, he's like, he's got a boss, a nice boss. So I think you've got to take the lady and she willingly jumped away from all this hula-baloof.
So where's she taken? Where's she being taken?
Here comes the great white hunter to the rescue. It's Thompson, I presume. Hello, Stan. How would you like to travel in style?
He's a small talker, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
So how would you like to join me? Say yes, thank you.
Have you opened this thing with a cannon?
Stan's going to help him open the door. Screw it off.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Stan, for...
Hello, Stan.
So she's trying to say goodbye and thank you and all that, but...
He doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, but the man caught her short. Goodbye, Stan, you see what I'm saying? He's a smooth talker, that sort of person. So he's the one having all the hard trouble, but he just came like, you know, the knight in shiny armor, rescued her, and all that.
Wait, I'm Jack. Boy, the Reverend worried. He got to me on the short wave, so I offered to come and look for you, and that was very sweet of him.
Sure was.
You like sit over there?
Sure. Thank you,
Stan. See you, Stan. See you,
Woody.
They've been left in their heat with the junk. Sounds like chitty chitty bang bang.
No. And put his got up. He was on the front small car. He's got up the car and got going to join Sting in the back car. So the car will just be pulling them and they will be in the back car. I think he wants to go talk to Sting to just calm him down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't want to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he knows that, yeah.
She thinks I'm a lunatic and I don't blame her. You know, she asks me, what do I do? And I say, I collect manure. I don't tell her I analyze it for my doctoral thesis. I bet you she thinks I shovel the stuff.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Sentence.
Well, it won't be long now, and your suffering will be over. Only when you get to the mission, you'll have to stand there and look beautiful for a few minutes while the whole tribe sings their welcome song at you.
That's Lena and then
they are now, yeah.
He's opened this little fridge, got drinks, you know, trying to put Porsche and all that, you know.
Relax, have a bath and a nice breakfast.
Is it true that when a rhino sees a fire, he stamps it out?
Where did you hear that one?
He doesn't know nothing.
Now, why would he want to tell you a thing like that?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah, let's put some hair on your chest.
That's all I need.
She wouldn't believe me about the warthog, bloody rhinoceros.
Bloody rhinoceros.
I don't want to talk about it.
So how did this thing get up the tree?
She got stuck in the weight of a tree and all this. And now she's got flowers on her panties.
So that's how this thing got up the tree?
Yes.
He's thinking he had sex. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is she there now?
No, this is the school she's coming to teach.
Yeah.
I think Sambuka eventually comes here. I can't remember how it goes now. Let's see. This is the school she, they're singing. I don't know. Let's see how it goes. I remember, as I'm watching her, I remember it eventually. They're singing everywhere. It's a big, big place. Of people everywhere in different colors of uniform. I mean, it's not, I think the house clothes, they don't even wear uniform, I don't think. Oh, she's here now. They're showing her now, she's here, she's standing there. What did she say?
Do I have to wave or take a bow or something?
Oh, okay.
No, because they're singing the welcome song, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
He said that's what they would do.
Ow,
remember when you were in the shower?
That was a steak one, darling.
What steak one?
It was a steak one.
Oh, I didn't know. You didn't tell me. You said it was the same as you. Hot cross buns.
Pause recording. Button.
Hello, everyone. This is my very late ABC day 4, and it's coming on day 5, which means I've now got to do 2 today. We've just been watching The Gods Must Be Crazy, which is a very strange film, but it's good. So I really enjoyed it. For a blind person watching it on their own, without audio description, it would have been pretty impossible. Well, it would have been absolutely impossible to follow. But I had Obi here, so he gave me a good commentary. He's actually washing his hands to do dialysis for me, as he's offered to give me a break and to do it today. The only difference it really means is that I don't have to wash my hands for 2 minutes before I start. And I don't have to worry about what I do while I'm actually dialysing. I mean, not that I can go anywhere, but I can go on my laptop. I mean, I know I use my phone when I'm on it quite often, but I'm not really supposed to touch anything. I'm supposed to sit with my hands folded or clenched and not touch a thing. And if I do, I have to keep putting hand gel on. Well, I do use my phone. That's about all I do. But now I can do other stuff if I want to. and I don't have to keep washing my hands all the time. So, I'm feeling quite sleepy again. I slept for about 6 hours last night, but then that's no surprise because I didn't sleep the day before or the night before. I mean, I slept in the afternoon for a little while on the sofa, but not laying down. I was kind of curled up. I think it was probably about for an hour or an hour and a half. Here he comes.
What are you talking about?
I'm on audio boo, doing a public audio boo. What are you doing?
Just chucking
the phone. Oh. Do you remember what to do? Wash your hands again now. With the gel. There's an empty bottle I've got to take downstairs. Oops, where shall I put my phone? I'll put it here. Are you getting tired now?
Of what?
I feel tired. I could go back to sleep.
Yeah, I haven't got out of bed. You haven't gone downstairs.
Oh, no, neither of you.
Really?
Yeah, sorry, you went and made the tea. Sorry. Yeah, but you went to sleep before me. You always go to sleep before me. Well, I think once a few weeks ago I did fall asleep before you, didn't I? Do you remember?
Yeah, what do you use to...
Wipes, just to use just wipes. Just wipes? Yeah. Get about two or three. Wipe all around there, you know, wipe all around there. Lift it up and do all underneath everything. And shut the lid so that the next ones don't go dry.
I've got a cut on my hand.
Oh, no, they really hurt. Oh, no, I've got... I told you I've always got cuts on my hands. Look.
That was when I was trying to open the corned beef yesterday.
Yeah, but when that stuff gets in it, it really hurts, doesn't it? Yeah. I have to do all that all the time. I've got a cut on the back of my hand.
Reminds you of the reality of life.
It's only a
time.
Sorry, darling.
I don't know about your soup down there.
Oh, he's snoring away. He doesn't care about anything. He will when I go out today and he's left with you. Well, it's not because he's left with you. It's because he's left without me. Then wash your hands again. Just put those wipes in that thing, in the basket, and then when you take the wrapping off the bag, you can put all the rubbish in that bag. That's what I do. Don't put it on the floor, please. I know that's what they tell you to do, but I don't agree with that. I don't want it.
Don't leave that on the floor already.
Hmm?
I won't put it on the floor before you said it.
Oh, don't do that, darling. You know I don't like it.
I'm going to pick it up right away.
Oh, well, all right. But... Now you can take the bag when you. If you you remember how to do it though, don't you?
Not very much.
It's a long time since you did it.
Because I'm at work every day, right?
Of course, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just saying you're at work every day. So take that out, you know how to do that, don't you? Take that out, cover and undo the tubes. Hang it up. When I do that in the middle of the night, that seems so loud, that noise. I hate it.
It is loud, isn't it?
Does it wake you up? Sometimes I think it disturbs you. But you don't. You go back to sleep again. There's no way you can do that quietly. You know, this is...
Put it up.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. That, but...
You know how to do that, don't you? You see, broke the shoes. Have you broken both? Only one went, I think. That's it, I think, isn't it? Yeah. No, I've got you a thing ready, I think. Rubbish on the floor.
couldn't believe it when the day I went in there to do an assessment to see if I could do this on my own. Chuck your rubbish on the floor, just chuck it down. I said, I can't do that when you're a blind person. I said, I'll be crawling around forever looking for it. So I have to come to another way of doing things. I put it in the bag. I put it in here and then I put it in the bag. I didn't want the dogs picking up them things and chewing them. And
here with the chip.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I'm passing you my tube. You might have to bring that a bit nearer. Oh, no, it's all right. Like that thing.
Will
it come in here? Isn't it? Yeah, that's it. It's a bit of a stretch. I might have to move over this way a bit. I might have to actually move. There you go. I normally wash the end of it with a wipe, but you don't have to do that. And the only reason I do that, which it won't happen to you, is sometimes I used to be often doing that. When you unscrew that bit, the whole thing would often come out and I'd touch the middle bit with the cap. Do you see what I mean? Because I didn't realise I hadn't left it behind. So I got in the habit of putting alcohol wipes on the...
I'm just going to wash my hand a bit now.
Okay, yeah, that's the most important time to wash them, apart from the beginning.
I'm not changing anything now, so I don't really have to, but I just feel like I'm touching the bed and all that.
Oh, no, yeah, well, you have to do your hands. That's the most important time to do it, before you put it on.
So what's next thing now?
You've got to unscrew the clamp. No, you open the clamp last.
Okay.
Unscrew that and take that off the middle.
That's it.
Then I put those two ends together and put it in the rubbish. The cap off of this one and the old one. You know, not the old one, the one off the bag. Make me happy to never let her slip away. What are you doing?
Can you just move that a bit?
My knee? Sorry. Now, when it's on, you undo the clamp. Otherwise, it would go everywhere, all over the floor. Do you see what I mean? If you undo the clamp too soon, it would go everywhere. That's it. All systems go. Put them together. Put them in the rubbish. I bet it's another grey day out there, isn't it?
That's it.
What are you going to do now?
Wake that fool up.
Wake him up. I'll be awake in my hot cross buns then.
I'll get out of bed.
I can't get out of bed, can I?
That's what you've done. Get out of bed.
Got him out. He's coming, I can hear him.
Oh, he's got a boy.
Oh, no, it's gonna make me happy.
How do you do?
Hello, Tooth Tooth. Good morning, Tooth Tooth. That's an advantage of you doing it. I can talk to Tooth Tooth now, which I can't normally. Don't go too far away, will you?
No. How do you do?
When I start to drain it in, I'll tell you, you can go and wash your hands again. Doof, doof! How are you this morning, old man?
I'm going to put them straight in the oven now.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry, Tooth.
I'm going to preheat the oven first.
No, don't say that.
He's coming to you too now.
No, he's not. He's coming to see me. Hello. Hello, you stinky old man. How are you doing today? He always gets a cough in the morning, don't you? A bit like Mooma. You're a bit like Mooma.
I thought I was far from the fridge.
Huh? You make some funny noises in the mornings, Tooth Tooth. Don't go too far from me, dearie. I need to get, when I go to the vet on Wednesday, I'll get him some more of that food, if I can.
How much did it cost?
I don't know, I got that bag free, but it's finished now.
I think you should think of doing it, costing him first.
Well, I'm going to get him, I'm going to make an appointment for him for next week. Me and it's our, both of our hairdresser week next week, isn't it, Tooth Tooth? You didn't take him down. I don't want to go with him. I want to wait for you, Mooma. You're going to wait for me, Mooma. Mooma. Anyway, one thing I want to say before I upload this is thank you to the people who offered help to me over my card issue, and I will thank you personally. The funny thing is that my card actually did turn up. It came with Braille, and I knew I had a Braille letter, but I didn't bother opening it because I thought, oh, it's not going to be my card. It doesn't come with Braille. And then I remembered the last one did, because it told me my new card number. You know, it doesn't have the whole number. It just has the end, the last four digits, because the others are the same. So it was there. Well, it only came yesterday, though, that Saturday. And so I'd already got £20 compensation from the bank because it took a long time, which it did. It did cause me a lot of inconvenience, having said that. And it was supposed to arrive Thursday and it didn't. So that was that. But I went to pay something over the phone, and it got declined twice. So I had to call the bank, and it was still blocked, even though it was a new card. The fraud department had still blocked it. So I had to get through to them and get it on, because there were still restrictions on it, even though it was a completely new card. So I had to get that undone, and now it's working fine, so that's good. So I apologise to Barclays, well, kind of, because I said it didn't come yesterday, but it did. It's working fine now. So that's about it, really. We did get the shopping done. And delivered safely. I started to do my ABC boo yesterday about putting the shopping away, but I was so tired in the afternoon because I hadn't slept. I was dragging myself around, and in the end Obi came to help me put it away. And I said, I've got to sit down and have a rest. There wasn't much more to do, and I just fell asleep for about an hour and a half. And then when I woke up, he'd put the rest of it away, but... I was dragging myself around in the kitchen, and I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, I did, but, you know, I was complaining and saying, oh, and I thought, I'm deleting this. It's rubbish. So that's why I didn't get round to doing a day four. But we had a nice evening. The kids are over their dad's. Ronan's coming back today. I'm not sure when Connor's coming back or what he's doing, because I don't know when he's working. But Connor, Ronan will be coming back, and me and him are going to, well, he and I, now is that right? Yeah, he and I are going to my sister's house for dinner, and my mum's going to be there, so I haven't been down there for over a year. I've been to my mum's, but they live close to one another, but anyway, that should be quite good. I'm not taking Niall because they've got a very lively dog. She's a Labrador cross with some kind of bull terrier, and she's very, very lively and disobedient. She's only young, she's not even a year old, I don't think. So she is, I don't want to have to mess around, with keeping dogs under control. And also, I mean, they get on fine when they bring Mindy here. They get on really well. But The other thing is, because it's a Sunday, it's Easter Sunday, there's probably not going to be as many cab drivers working. And even though they can't refuse to take the dog, and they don't, it does cut down. I mean, they still get away with, people still get away with taking the dog, because what they do is when I ring for a cab, they'll just assign me somebody that doesn't mind dogs, full stop. That's how they get round it, the legislation. And of course, on a Sunday when there's not so many people working, there's going to be less of these people around. So I don't want to have to wait like 2 hours for a taxi or something, or an hour. And I also don't know if they're charging 1.5 time today. Not that that makes the slightest difference to the guide dog, because they can't charge for that. But they have tried to. Some of the drivers have tried to. Not deliberately, but because they just didn't realise you don't charge for them. Anyway, I've just finished drinking my very cold tea, and I'm going to upload this. I'm going to finish my dialysis, but you don't want to hear it, because I've got to put the bag on the scales now to weigh it, so you don't want to hear that droning on in the background. And I think I've droned on in the background far too long, so I'm going to upload this, then I'm going to go and have my breakfast, go down and make my breakfast. I've tried to get my other half to bring it up to bed, but it's no go today, I don't think. I've got to get up. Anyway, I'll be back. I'll probably do a recording at my sister's as my day 5. Happy Easter, everyone. Oh, yeah, we got Easter eggs. We just got an Easter egg each. We got them in the co-op yesterday, and there wasn't a lot of choice left. They did have some good offers. They had a big egg that's really cost £6, but if you bought two, you can get the two for £8. So that was quite a good deal, but they only had one of the eggs left, because Obi got them, and he was going to get us all one of those each. So he just got the £3 eggs, on which there was no deal. So he got 3 Malteser eggs and a Kit Kat Chunky, because that's what they had. And Ronan and I have chosen Maltesers, and I don't know what Connor wants, so Obi will have whatever's left. It's not because we're being mean to him, it's because he doesn't care. I said, do you want the Kit Kat Chunky? And he said he wants Connor to choose. Because he's very, 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 very unselfish like that. So, last night, when it was gone midnight, I'm afraid Obi and I shared my bag of Maltesers. It was only a small one. And I ate some of my egg. So I'm not really feeling like eating chocolate this morning, because I don't really feel like eating sweet things first thing in the morning. Well, having said that, I'm going to have a hot cross bun when I finish this, probably. Or I might just have toast, I don't know. But anyway, I'll speak to you all later, and happy Easter. Don't eat too much chocolate.